Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and to live in community with one another.
We are thankful for all of you listening and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. Let's jump into the conversation, ladies. 1 Peter 4:10 through 11 says, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." God has given us unique gifts and abilities, which he entrusted to us that we may serve others. God is the one who supplies the strength and ability to serve. We serve others so that God may be glorified, as it is a reflection of Jesus' own actions of sacrificial service toward us. When we serve others, we are also serving God and choosing to obey his command to love our neighbor as ourselves. So as we're talking about these things, we have some verses that came to our hearts regarding serving others. Heather, what were some of the verses that came to mind?
Matthew 25, 35 through 40 is the first one that came to me. "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, the extent that you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me." So this parable is teaching us that even serving the least, you are serving God. So when you help someone in need, you're helping God directly. How about you, Emily?
Yeah, those are some great verses. I love that. For me, I want to go over to Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 through 3, which says, "Bear one another's burdens, and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." So I chose these because there's always something beautiful about coming alongside another woman to lift her up in prayer and serve in tangible ways to help carry the burden that she may be struggling to overcome. I think it's so important to mention that we never know what someone's walking through, especially another woman. And so just being an encourager in her life, someone that will pray with her and bear her burdens is really important.
So this holiday season, as the verse about caring for orphans and widows comes to mind, I definitely feel compelled specifically to care for foster families. Being that we adopted my son, I am definitely connected with foster and adoptive families. We did not foster him, but I am part of that that group of people. And I know foster families are often forgotten about and they definitely need support. So I'm planning to check in with the foster families that I know and ask how I can offer prayer or encouragement or meet any of their tangible needs. Well, ladies, thanks so much for the fruitful conversation. We can't wait to hear how you are serving God in this holiday season. You can use code HARVEST for free shipping on your order in our online store. Thanks for joining us for this sweet conversation. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Join us on Patreon to walk through verses together that God has laid on our heart to share. Then we'll apply the word to our lives at the end.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, head to our free Facebook community at www.facebook.com/group/redefinesisters. Or join us in our membership community on Patreon for exclusive equipping resources at www.patreon.com/redefinesisters. You can also email us at hello@redefinesisters.com. We can't wait to connect with you.